Today's podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. When you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. That is actual factual inventory. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case. People configure their cars online only to find out later that car is not available. With TrueCar, you get real pricing on the actual factual inventory. This is not pricing offered by TrueCar, but pricing offered by the actual dealer, and not just any dealer, a TrueCar certified dealer, a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. With TrueCar, you can easily find the cars that you want. And next, TrueCar will show you what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is, so you can feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and there's over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers nationwide. You'll work directly with a TrueCar Certified Dealer contact, and TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestradino here, back to talk about the week's most interesting news stories on the ever-popular edition of News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF.
You know.
News makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Hey, yes, we are back live once again here on the Facebook Live here to talk about all of the top news stories with the whole gang. First, joining us that he is in my current state right now, the state of California. Please welcome back Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm very great. Thank you. I am in Newport, and good news for everybody. Today is the third day here in Newport, and my travel constipation has dissipated.
Oh, that's huge.
Big day for you.
Big day.
And now, of course, a man who is missing his friend, because I want to hear about these. If you got to celebrate Tyson's birthday with him, Danny, here's Danny Bryson.
No, I'm missing him so much that last night I went over to his house and just wandered around his empty house just so I could get the smells and the scents of Tyson.
Yeah.
Did you?
Actually clean. It was weird how it was cleaner with you gone than it is with you there. I guess it kind of makes sense, but a lot of people don't clean their house before they leave.
Rachel has to clean her house before she leaves anywhere.
I like that.
Tyson, how was your birthday?
It was good. I'm 38 now. Mm-hmm. And we had to get on a flight the next day, so we didn't have a lot of time, but we went to the swim pool, but we could only go for a short time because Rachel had to run Samson up to the dog, the boarding place for her dog. So then she disappeared, and then me and Bergen hung out for a bit. And then, yeah,
that was sounds like the dog got more attention than you, Tyson.
Yeah, but that's okay.
All right.
Danny, when you're 38, you'll come to realize that birthdays aren't that important.
Well, of course.
I still want stuff. Okay. Yeah. I'm still greedy. That doesn't change with age.
Tyson's birthday was a sad occasion for me because for a while I was the 23rd most famous 38-year-old reality star. And now Tyson has bumped me back down to 24. Tyson, congratulations. You are now the 23rd most famous 38-year-old reality star.
Wow.
Congratulations.
At least we're back to back now instead of like being separated by 10.
Yes. And we're not like number 35 like Stephen Fishback.
Yeah. Is he number 35? Yeah. In the 38-year-old?
Yeah. Wow. How's being down in the 30s treating you? And also, ooh, Amber Mariano, number 30. So another one of our contemporaries is on the list.
Wow. I got an automated tweet from those guys.
Yes. So there you go.
Said, happy birthday, famous Tyson Apostle.
Happy birthday.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. You know, we're nowhere near number one, Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to be hard to bump her off the list.
Who's top three? Do you think we can make the podium at least?
Diana Williams. I don't really know anything about her. Yeah,
the tennis player?
No, she is a star of the Lifetime reality series Bring It.
Don't know.
Yeah. So there she goes. And then Mendeecees Harris. He is one of the stars of Love and Hip Hop. He works in the music industry. He's the owner of Beat Factory Studio in the Bronx. So at least he owns a studio.
Yeah. You know, you guys are number two and three in my book.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Courtney's Thanks. Still number one, but you guys are two and three.
We're right there. Nice. We're right there. There's so many people that we don't even know. That we don't even know who they are, and they're way more famous than we are. So there you go. All right. So a lot to talk about here on the News AF. Danny, how's your week been other than missing Tyson?
Pretty good. I mean, I've missed him. I wanted to go over to his house on his birthday, but not to hang out with him for his birthday, just to go upstairs and use the facilities there.
Use the facilities?
Yeah, Tyson actually has a pretty – his landlord has a great recording studio in Tyson's apartment, which I'm sure Tyson loves.
Yeah.
Having all that music.
My landlord, which is our mutual friend, owns the house that we live in, and he made a recording studio upstairs. It's soundproof-ish.
It's not guilt-proof, though, because I do feel guilty every time I go over to Tyson's house.
Don't, because usually the guy next door is doing louder construction than you are playing.
Okay, music. Good. But I do feel bad. I mean, we try to be quiet. All the instruments are electric. You know, they go through the computer. But still, I there is a certain amount of guilt for being there.
Yeah. Well, that's just because you were raised Mormon.
Well, and then my parents, we weren't the kind of people who just walked into houses as kids. You know, we knocked on doors and sat politely and waited for the people to answer the door. No, is so-and-so here? Thank you, please. You know, we were polite. So that just carried over to my 38 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you said you were going over to Tyson's house to use the facilities when he's not there, I thought you were using his bathroom when he wasn't home.
Well, that's the great thing is that I can. Now I can go downstairs and leave him an upper decker if I want for his birthday.
Wear all
his
clothes.
Or wear all his clothes. Yeah, just do whatever I want. Hang out naked. Tyson, do you have cameras, though? Because I just don't want to get caught.
No, we have no cameras. Oh, do whatever you want in there.
So, yeah, I mean, Tyson's house is the limit. I can go and do whatever I want.
Okay, so we are live on Facebook here in our group AF Facebook group. We can take your questions during the show. This Correct. Is Travis Charles Randolph says landlord has a podcast. Does your landlord do any podcasting, Tyson?
No, but he listens to our podcast.
Okay. All right. So yeah.
So do not say anything negative about him, Rob. Yeah.
Okay. I won't. It sounds like a great guy. It sounds like, I mean, anybody with a recording studio, I'm very envious of.
Yeah.
So that's
you have a recording studio.
Yeah, I do. But, you know, I think it's like a very Freudian. I think you always compare your recording studio to other people's recording studios.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is his more soundproof than mine is?
Yeah. Recording studio envy.
Yes. Yeah. Does he have more microphones than I do? So there definitely is a little bit of that. But let's get into, of course, our big stories of the week. And this is a story that has been making headlines that there is talk about a couple who is practicing a new, I don't know if you would call it a religion or a diet, but they are saying that they are breatharians. They are a breatharian couple and they survive on the universe's energy instead of food. This could be the new ultimate diet to just live on the sustenance of the earth, of the universe's energy, instead of eating any food, Danny.
I've pulled up an article here so I can understand more about the universe's energy and kind of some of its calorie content, nutritional facts. Energy flows on the earth are embedded in the energy flows in the universe. A delicate balance among gravitation, nuclear reactions, and radiation keep the energy from flowing too fast. That's what I learned. Mm-hmm. So none of those things sound healthy. Radiation, nuclear reactions, gravity is necessary. But I mean, all those things kind of sound dangerous.
Yeah. Well, if you think that's bad, so Costello and Ricardo, they are the breatharians. They have two kids, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they give their kids just a piece of fruit or vegetable broth just 3 times a week, Tyson.
These guys are horrible people. Like, first of all, we all know you can't live off nothing. And these guys are like, let's just get in a story. They probably don't even have any kids. They're lying the whole time. So if they did have kids, these kids would be taken from them. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of people giving them attention. And why are we giving them attention now? Let's get at least use their fake names, Doofus and Dummy or something. So that we don't give these guys more attention. They might not even be real people. This could be like some guy sitting and being like, how could I get some hits? You can't live off just air. I've tried living off just air and I got smaller and smaller and weaker until I almost died.
But Tyson, it's not just these people. Didn't you comment earlier that you've heard this story before.
Yeah, so, like that human Barbie lady, I think, or someone like that claimed to be Breatharian too.
Mm-hmm. But why? What's the end result of being Breatharian? Is there like
we
some
get to
sort
talk
of-
about being Breatharian? That's like being vegan. It's like being vegetarian. It's like being a carnivore. It's like doing CrossFit. It's like
it's a good talking point at a dinner party. Although you can't eat, you got to talk.
Yeah. And then you night eat. They're probably night eaters to try and keep up the facade.
Yeah.
So they just raid the fridge in the middle of the night and just like, oh my God, I'll eat a whole jar of mayonnaise by itself with a spoon.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about some of the benefits of being Breatharian before you poo poo it, Tyson. And you probably don't poo poo it very much at all, actually, when you're a Breatharian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the upsides. Your travel constipation will be solved in no time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the things. But according to the Breatharian Costello, she says that when she was pregnant, being Breatharian, hunger was a foreign sensation to her. She had to eat a little bit when she was pregnant. But then she said that her body bounced right back into shape and she never suffers from PMS symptoms anymore and she feels more emotionally stable.
Okay.
Obviously,
first of all,
because
BS to this lady.
Her woman cycle has been interrupted because her body is confused into thinking that she's dying. So she no longer.
That's like tricking your body to think that it's dying. Stupid body.
Yeah. So there's that, Danny, for one.
Okay, I gotta stop you because this is just so annoying. Not eating anything during the entire 9 months that she carried her first child? No way. Now I'm on Tyson's anti-Breatharian.
Oh, it took this?
Well, it took... Okay, I can understand. If you think that you feed off the energy of the universe, if it supplements another diet, I get it, right? I didn't understand that they were claiming to simply be absorbing universal energy and not eating at all. Now that I've come across that, yeah, because the result of that diet is death, right? There is nothing else that happens. You can't feed off the energy of the universe.
Okay, well, that the Breatharians are saying this is a great way to save money on groceries as well, Danny.
Just stop, Rob. Just stop.
I want to know. All right. So I'm with you. This sounds too good to be true, being a Breatharian. Can you live on just the sustenance of the universe? So
no.
I went to the source.
The Bible already says that. And Danny, this is one of Danny's favorite
Bible passages.
Bible passages. Man can't live off bread alone, mm-hmm. but needs the word of God. Mm-hmm. And Danny loves to say that to people everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm. Strangers on airplanes wearing shorts.
Yeah.
People on the subway wearing anything. Look, yep. The truth is we need to hire a PI, not pay the PI. And we need him to follow these people so that we can bust them.
Yeah.
A PI intern.
Okay.
Yeah, we need a PI intern. Not to do anything illegal, right? But just to go through their trash, right? Isn't that PI 101?
Yeah.
Just sort their trash and find out that they're just eating sticks of butter.
Yeah. Okay. Something super high calorie. The other thing too is like you're not going to find these people. They're not in the city they live. They don't have the names they claim. These people are not real. Okay, Rob, what were you? Did you go to the Breatharian website?
No, so I went to Snopes.com, which is really the authority. They're doing the Lord's work in terms of the discovering whether news is actual, craptual, or actual factual. They are rating this claim of the Breatharians as false. Actual craptual.
So they told us what we already knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, again, this story about the Breatharians is in the New York Post, originally published by The Sun. and is, you know, that's like a mainstream news outlet.
Why can somebody just go to a journalist and be like, hey, guess what? I only eat air. And they're like, oh my goodness, we need to get you some international news coverage immediately.
Yeah.
What kind of world do we live in?
I'm not sure. So the problem starts with the Sun, the newspaper, the Sun, which was then republished on in the New York Post. But Snopes says that the profile, the couple claim to eat occasionally and describe themselves as food free. Whether the couple claim to eat very little or nothing at all, no apparent verification of their claims were made before pushing the dangerous suggestion that one could live without food or water out to large audiences.
Yeah. Okay. If feeding off the energy of the universe is possible, sieges would be non-existent in history because you could never break the people inside the town. They would all just be breatharians and they wouldn't have to eat cats and shoe leather because they'd be feeding off the energy of the universe. I mean, think of all the people. It's so stupid. Why are we? These people don't deserve any attention.
Okay,
aren't
we raising awareness of saying that breatharian is not an actual thing?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Eating.
Okay.
Also, yeah. Do you think the millennials on their all millennial private Facebook page are having a good laugh right now? Got us again, millennials.
What, you think the millennials were up to this?
Yeah, they like to punk the Generation X and baby boomers.
Yeah, so we would talk about this?
Yeah, not us specifically, but just so the entire world would. Like some Gen Xer at the Sun was like, oh, great story. The two millennials who sold the story to him were like, I can't believe he took this.
Yeah, they got like 500 words on the New York Post and tons of pictures. Is this like an Ashton Kutcher punk, you got punk type of situation?
It's not April Fool's Day.
No, it's not. But
millennials don't wait for April Fool's Day, guys.
Yeah.
You can't tell them when to punk.
You know, and I also incorrectly stated something from the article. Their kids are not breatharians, that they let the kids eat whatever they want, but they want them to grow up and adopt breatharian lifestyle.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, we've raised awareness. Now we need these people to go to the dustbin. Okay. Of news AF.
All right. Officially, actual craptual. I think we need like a toilet flush sound for when we get a story that we have like correctly shot down.
I would like that. Okay. I would really like that.
Let me see. Let's see if we can get that really quick. All right.
Here and you could also play some mouth trumpet. They're just like, do.
Send it off. Oh, okay. Excellent.
There you go. All right, sorry.
That's a long flush. That's a sound Tyson only recently heard.
Yeah, in the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into another story. This is a story about, let's go from breatharianism to a avocado heist sent to us by Claire Hendrickson-Jones. That they're calling this the most millennial heist possible. Three California produce workers have been arrested for stealing $300,000 worth of avocado. Danny, could you believe that?
How many avocados is that, like 100?
Why are they that expensive?
I thought they were expensive. Didn't we talk about how expensive they were last time when we discussed the avocado latte story?
Yeah, avocado lattes and avocado toast. Sure, that could run you a pretty penny, but $300,000 seems like a lot of avocado.
How long are they fresh? Was there a plan to sell these out of the trunk of their car? I mean, that's always the problem with these food heists, especially produce that can rot, is you have a very small window to sell $300,000 worth of avocado, unless you've got some network set up.
Yeah. So you think that there was like some Gus Fring of avocado, Danny?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, otherwise, how are you going to unload these? You're going to go down, you know, Oxnard, they're going to go down to Malibu, down to LA, and maybe you would have had an opportunity to buy some. Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson, this is a great point. Because I am constantly, I buy four avocados at a time and I can't time it.
Bad.
Yeah, three of them go bad. I can't time it, you know, for the life of me. I get so mad my wife will like cut open one of the good avocados and then like use a piece of it and I'll just be, you know, insane.
Yeah, and let the rest of it rot.
Ah, this was the one good one.
Yeah. And she'll use like one little scoop of it that's not even enough to flavor anything.
Right.
Yeah, we'll go grocery shopping and Rachel's constantly buying produce. I'm like, we have a perfectly good rotten bowl of fruit at home.
That you didn't eat.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
we didn't eat. Why do we need more fruit?
Yeah.
I like fruit. Like I eat fruit, but when you
you're pro fruit.
I'm pro fruit, but I'm anti-waste. Mm-hmm. And so it when Rachel's like, we need 8 avocados, I was like, but we only will eat 2 and the rest will get trashed. To me, that's one of those things where like that will bother me like for a good like half an hour after I throw the rotten fruit away. I'll be like, we shouldn't have bought that fruit. I'm so sorry, fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. You actually feel guilty. I understand that. You're like, you look at those bananas, they're all brown.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, isn't that so one of sorry. The advantages of being a breatharian that you don't have to ever like have that sensation of throwing away fruit that your family didn't eat?
Yeah. But one of the advantages of being American is also getting that feeling. Yeah. Like that's
worse. Witnessing a fruit genocide. I mean, we just pulled out a whole carton of strawberries and it was like entire families were dead within that plastic container. And I felt bad. You're like, should I put this in the garbage or should I pretend that they're okay and force feed them to my kids?
Yeah, Danny, what bothers you more? Was it though that the fruit didn't get eaten or the money got wasted on buying the fruit?
It's a pretty good mixture of both because it seems like a waste. I'm with Tyson. I'm like, how come last week these strawberries were gone? But this week, nobody even touched them. And then it's like you have a moment of silence. You pour a little bit out and then dump the strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just horrible. But in this story, I want to get back to this story because I think that they weren't selling them all at once. From the small description we have, it sounds like they were selling them almost from their workplace for cash.
Yeah, street vendors.
Yeah, so they're probably just outside the gates of the what they call the ripening factory and selling them right there. So actually, they were making pretty good money and they weren't doing $300,000 all at once. Mm-hmm. They were kind of doing it bit by bit.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What if some stranger came up to you and whispered in your ear, was like, hey, want to buy some avocados for cheaper than you can get them at the grocery store? Yeah, sure. I would be like, no, I don't have my grocery bag to carry the avocados in. I don't know what methods of payment you take, probably cash. I'm not rich enough to always have cash on me or poor enough to also always have cash on me. I'm like right in the middle. So you know, I'm not probably going to have that. And they're like, we do Square. And I was like, yeah, just let me read my credit card out loud to you. And then you type it in. That's a great idea. No, anytime any weirdo offers me a discount on the street for something, I it's always a no.
Yeah. How many avocados were you buying at a time from this guy? Is it a basket of avocados or is it just like, is he handing you one?
Or buy one, get 10 free.
Buy one, get 10 free.
Yeah.
I mean, how much is that one?
Yeah, I think the only way these people are going to sell avocados is if they're like, here, buy one at regular price, like $4, and we'll give you 10 or 20 free with that one.
Yeah,
that might actually sell me because then I would feel good about wasting all the avocados we waste because then Rachel would have a whole basket of avocados like she likes to have ripening on the counter. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, Tyson, can you tell me when those are ripe? And I was like, oh, they were ripe like a week ago.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay, so are any of them good? I was like, it doesn't look like it. And then she'll leave them there for a few more days on display before she tosses them in the trash.
Danny, what if would you be into that? The buy one avocado, get 20 free?
No, it feels like something's wrong.
Yeah.
Like what's wrong with
wrong
the
enough.
Other?
It's yeah. wrong enough, but it's right though.
No, that's pretty extreme. That's like way too much. Like what's inside those avocados? You just always have to question a good deal. Well, yeah, they're hot, right? But do I know that when he's offering me the deal?
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Samu has a good, that's a good point, Samu. You could, in our comments, Samu L. Mitchell says, the question is, how long does guacamole keep? Could convert them all to that. You use a lot of lime juice and then you put the guac in the freezer. That's perfect.
Can you freeze guacamole?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, all
right. You can. So we're onto something. We're onto something here. All right, before we get to our next story, let me just take a moment and thank a sponsor. Those are friends over at Hulu. Tyson, I know you're a big Hulu guy, right?
Very big.
Big Hulu guy. Danny, you like the Hulu? You Hulu?
Yeah, I've got the Hulu.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of Handmaid's Tales?
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's everybody.
They all die at the end.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's not true. That's not true. Don't ruin it for people. Don't spoil it, Tyson.
Okay.
Okay. In addition to Handmaid's Tale, Harlots and Casual are some of the great original series on Hulu. They've got full seasons of Fargo, Blackish, Empire, Fear the Walking Dead, Nashville, exclusively on Hulu. But guess what? Hulu just got even better because now they're adding live TV to Hulu to transform the way that you experience TV. Hulu with Live starts at $39.99 a month, which includes the limited commercial Hulu streaming plan, which includes 50 plus live and on-demand channels. Watch sports, including ESPN, FS1, regional sports, news, other can't-miss events. Record live TV with cloud DVR as well. All sorts of different channels that you could be watching right away with Hulu Live. So enjoy all your TV in one place with the brand new Hulu experience. Go to Hulu.com and start your free trial today at Hulu.com. Here's a story which is surprising in that somebody thought that this was going to work. There was a man who recently in Florida, no surprise there, just needed a ride to get to Hooters, Danny. He said, I need to be at Hooters at a certain time. He needed a ride. So what did he do? Did he call an Uber? No. Did he hitchhike? No. He called 911 and told the police that his grandmother was having a stroke at the Hooters parking lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it kind of looks like the hot felon.
Yeah. This is, but sort of like his doofy looking brother.
Yeah. I wonder if this is all just a ploy to get the next, you know, big hot felon modeling job.
Oh, he wanted to get caught?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. So from the conception of this scam, because it's such a dumb caper, but he knew that we would talk about it by doing this, of telling the police his grandmother was having a stroke at Hooters. Like, he wasn't trying to go to Costco. He's like, it had to be Hooters to really get people's attention. And then this was going to launch his modeling career.
Yeah, I actually think this is a pretty good idea. It's a victimless crime for the most part. Probably the punishment is relatively low, but the attention you get because of the location you picked, hard to find a Hooters, right? You called 911 to get a ride to Hooters. But really, Hot Felon has been doing so well. I mean, he's in Milan right now, walking the catwalk with the other models that who isn't looking at him wondering, how can I get that kind of a gig? And so this guy just hit upon the hot felon track.
Hot That's felon what model life. Yeah.
Yep.
So this could be a copycat crime.
Okay. An attempt to, get on that modeling circuit.
Yeah. Did the police have questions about why is your grandmother at Hooters?
The grandma loves Hooters. Hot wings. She loves the wings. That's, I think, the go-to line.
It's not inconceivable that someone would have a stroke at Hooters. It's more inconceivable that it's someone's grandma.
Right.
But I think it also depends on what state this is in. Was it Kentucky?
Florida. It was Florida.
Florida, Thompson.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
You didn't say Florida.
I should have said Florida, but I was like, there's been so much Florida stuff for the last like 15 years. Maybe I'll take a stab because it would be more impressive if it was Kentucky and I'd guess that than if it was Florida. Florida's the natural answer. So Florida, I can see that. This is probably how it went, actually, because it's Florida. The man calls the police. Hey, my grandma's having a heart stroke. And the police is like, is she at Hooters? And he's like, yep. And then they went and picked him up.
Yeah. So it just took him right over there.
So you're saying the police just assumed that she was at Hooters. He was going to go wherever they said. So if they would be like, is she at Costco? Because I love how they're trying to assume where she is.
Yeah.
Rather than her house, they're like, Hooters? No. Yeah. Costco? McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of grandma, she was home safe and sound. No worse for the wear. They ultimately were able to track her down. She did not have a stroke, and I don't believe she was ever at Hooters, that she was just minding her own business. The police are really throwing the book at this guy. They said it took over an hour to search for grandma. Like, I don't know how he was planning on ditching the police once he got to Hooters. And so they're charging him with a felony for wasting the police's time.
Well, you have to be a hot felon. If you want that title, you have to commit at least a felony, a soft felony.
Yeah. Amber in the chat says, sometimes it seems that news AF just means news about Florida. That's possible.
Yeah, well, it's not our fault. We don't dictate where the news comes from.
Yeah, we cover it.
We don't. Yeah, so it's not up to us. If Florida wants to create great news, they're going
to
do it.
Yeah. Okay. So let that be a lesson. If you need to get to Hooters, don't call 911. And if you want to be the next hot felon, you got to think a little more outside of the box, because we already have one hot felon. It's not going to be like a new hot felon unless the guy is like twice as hot as the original hot felon. And this
guy, you got to be hotter and more felony.
Right.
He's super hot felon.
But I wouldn't say he's hotter than the hot felon.
He doesn't have those dreamy eyes that can put you to sleep.
And he's got kind of like a weird eyebrows also, this guy.
That could be changed. You can pluck those, you can wax those, you can get them drawn on.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of options. Eyebrows are something we can work with.
Okay. All right. So be on the lookout if anybody tells you that they need to go and help their grandmother at Hooters. All right. Lancelot sends us this story about the Discovery Channel is sponsoring a race between Michael Phelps and a shark as part of Shark Week. Tyson, is this a good idea?
No. I mean, maybe it will get some publicity, but I feel like people who are gearing up to watch Shark Week watched Shark Week probably last week as well. And they know that a shark can outswim Michael Phelps probably 10 times. I don't know.
It's very similar to the McGregor-Mayweather fight. Mm-hmm. It's all just a spectacle.
How does the shark know he's in a race? Is the concept of racing familiar to sharks?
So I have a theory how they're going to do it. And this is why I think it's going to be stupid. I read an article, and the guy said that no shark has ever lasted a lot of time in captivity. Like, they just can't live in captivity. They die pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So the odds of it being tank next to tank are pretty small, right? So they think in this article that they're just going to time a shark and then have like a virtual shark next to him as he swims in like a pool, which isn't nearly as exciting as him swimming, dragging one of those fake rubber seals behind him, and seeing if the shark catches up to it and jumps out of the water to grab it.
This is what the race should be, okay? So Phelps and the shark are both in a cage in the water, okay? They give Phelps a 10-second head start, and then they let the shark out.
All right, I like that.
Okay? So if Phelps can if Phelps can get across the finish line and get into the cage, that's
how
like
long is the finish line?
100 meters, okay?
And he'd give him a 10-second head start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Phelps is dead.
Wow. Then he lost.
Yeah. You cover him in chum, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Just to make it interesting. And he just goes.
Right. He goes.
Jizz. And I think sharks like turtle jizz.
Yeah. And say, Phelps, look, you think you're so fast. Okay. Here you go. 10-second head start. Get away from the shark.
Yeah. There's a lot of funny jokes in the chat right now. They're claiming the shark should eat a Subway sandwich before he gets to swim because that's good energy. Mm-hmm. And then also Ben King said that he should, if the shark going to be allowed the special cupping technique that gave Michael Phelps all his power.
Right. Should they do cupping to the sharks? That's a good question.
Don't sharks kind of have cupping? Don't they have those little sucker fish that cling onto their bodies?
It's natural. That's probably where Phelps got it from. He's like, sharks
have cupping fish.
And if the sharks beat Phelps, will they be allowed into the next Summer Olympics?
Mm-hmm. What country are they from? The ocean?
I don't know why we still talk about this. Like, are the sharks going to win? No, the sharks have won already. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no way the shark can lose in a swimming race to a human. Phelps swims about as fast as a slow jog or a brisk walk.
It says 6 miles per hour, Tyson. That is incredibly slow.
All right. What? How about this? What if the sharks and Michael Phelps are both really stoned? Who's going to win that race?
Well, then you're not using Michael Phelps. Phelps is, I would say maybe
Phelps operates normal on weed, I thought.
He's fine. What about the shark?
The shark's going to swim in circles.
So Phelps is going to win.
Yeah, Phelps will win if you are incredibly high.
Okay.
I bet. Yeah.
All right.
That might even kill the shark. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So we'll see. According to this, sharks can swim up to 31 miles per hour while Phelps can only swim 5. So
that is so stupid. What? How is all this stupid stuff getting so much attention? I mean, without it, obviously News AF wouldn't exist.
But things need to be a certain level of stupid to get our attention.
Yeah, really, it does. But this stuff seems exceptionally stupid. This and the Breatharian, that's a whole new level of dumb.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to do? You want to flush the toilet on Michael Phelps racing the shark?
Yeah,
no, I mean, do. It's real. It's definitely, I think it's really happening.
Thank you.
Flush.
Okay. All right. Hope that doesn't empty out into the ocean.
Yeah.
All right. How about this story Danny, are you an onion rings fan?
Every now and then I'll try an onion ring.
Okay.
And then I realize, oh yeah, that's why I don't eat them.
That's why I order fries all the time.
Yep.
Okay. So there is an Instagram account called Onion Rings Worldwide that is posting pictures of onion rings. And it has been recently revealed that the person who is running this Instagram account is Lord Tyson.
Our Lord and Savior?
Yes. Yes. Lord the Singer. That's what she's been up to. Sent to us by Stephanie Townrow. She did this on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah, we've wondered what she's been up to.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like she has the Midas touch. Doesn't matter what she's doing, she's successful at it, whether or not it's making records or putting up pictures of onion rings on the
onion
internet.
Onion ring porn.
Onion ring. Yeah, actually, that makes sense. They're circular. They're a hole. They're warm. Onion ring porn actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I do like onion rings from Zaxby's.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of that restaurant?
No. Did she review them?
I don't know. I'm not following her because she's not following me.
Would you do follow for follow?
Oh.
Now,
with famous people, yes.
Yeah. The account only has 3,700 followers. So should we be that impressed with what Lord has been up to?
3,700. I mean, that's way more than me. Mm-hmm. So I'm impressed. I mean, for an account about onion rings, it's way better than I read an article a while ago that Matthew McConaughey had hit his own YouTube channel and it only had something like 110 subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a long time.
For a long time until it obviously made the news.
It's hard out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just shows that, it's hard out there, even for those famous folk and their onion rings.
Well, in this picture that the screenshot, she only had 24 followers of it.
How old? Wow. Is there like a date on it? Because that, I wonder if she's gained all 3,000.
Yeah.
From this
since
article.
It was filled. Yeah.
Yeah. So now. Also, actually, this might be, I might have been on a, I don't know if she shut it down or not. So there is no Onion Rings Worldwide anymore, but there is Onion Rings Worldwide with a second E. And I'm not sure if this is her or not, or a parody account.
It's probably a parody. The thing is, Lord should have kept it. And then think of all the onion ring money she would have been bringing in on the side.
Oh, yeah. Sweet, sweet onion ring money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not that impressed with what Lord's side project. Danny, would you do an Instagram account of reviewing any other food items?
Oh, man. What is my favorite food item that I love enough to take pictures of? I'm with Ty. I do like French fries. Mm-hmm. I think they've got worldwide appeal.
Yeah.
Potato fritz. Yeah,
but there's a lot of pizzas.
The pizzas, I think... actually, Tyson's landlord is a big pizza pitcher guy.
But that's too basic. Pizza and French fries. You need to go off the grid like Lord did with onion rings.
Onion rings are good because they're kind of a niche or whatever food. You see it a lot. They're kind of gross. We all secretly want to like them, but never can.
Mm-hmm. I don't like when the onion comes out of the breading.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's like the reveal you never wanted.
It separates and you pull this limp, wet... Yeah. Onion.
And then what did you do? You eat the breading without it?
Yeah.
Always. I discard the onion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll eat both.
Onion looks like a worm at that point. I feel like I've been eating fried worms.
Not great. It just flops.
It's not great. Yeah. Go back to the drawing board, Lord, with that. Okay. This is a story sent to us by Mark Percy about a man who robbed a bank because he claimed he'd rather be in jail than at home with his wife. Ironically, was sentenced to 6 months of house arrest.
Creative sentencing.
Yeah, we remember that story from how long ago?
A long time ago.
A year ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys are thinking this way of, if I just go to jail, then, you know, I already think my house is a jail, that it could be worse.
The food will be better.
The food will be better.
Sex.
Yeah.
Everything improves when you're in jail. If you're the guy who's just getting it, I mean, it's cleaner. The food's better.
Right. Well, this guy is 71. I think that you like I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'll just say for you guys, you know, when you go to jail in your prime, certainly you would be a hot commodity. But I do think you reach a point of this guy who is 71. You're no longer sort of the bell of the ball at jail. Right.
Yeah. But it's dark. Anything can happen. You're lonely.
But the old guys get respect as long as you can hold your own.
Nobody's
for a second.
Messing with them. Nobody's going to I don't know a lot about prison culture, but I feel like that the 70-year-olds, I feel like that people leave them alone in the jail.
Yeah.
They don't put them in like Gen Pop, Danny.
Mm, you don't think they put them in more of like,
they put them in Pop Pop. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pop Pop.
it's basically like a retirement home, the old jail.
I can appreciate what this guy's done. I can understand it. I mean, he's probably been married for so long. He's just sick of it, mm-hmm. right? Can't afford a lawyer for divorce. Just wants to go to jail and just be able to sleep in, eat his prunes, mm-hmm. do his time.
Sure. He went to a bank, and this is what happened. He handed them a note and said, "I have a gun. Give me the money." And then ultimately, they quickly took him into custody. And then, unfortunately, they just gave him 6 months of home confinement.
That's bad.
Yeah. So
he's living in hell right now.
He was trying to get out. They say that he was, his public defender said that he was suffering from depression and the robbery was a cry for help. Yeah. You think?
Mm-hmm. A cry nobody heard. The judge just sent him right back to his own personal hell.
Right. Went right back home. And then his wife said, "I told you your stupid plan wasn't going to work. I told you that wasn't going to work.
She's going to berate him even harder than before.
Yeah.
Now she has to do everything for him. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't, that's tough because he has house arrest, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, he also owed more than $200 to the bank that he robbed Tyson. I guess that's not ironic. I guess that's just coincidentally.
Yeah, that is coincidental.
Those late fees will get you.
Right. Yeah. But I applaud the move. Nobody got hurt. I think that he was thinking outside the box. He took a risk. It didn't work out. But look, better. You know, at least he was trying to do something to fix the situation.
You got to take risks to win the game. You know,
right?
And if you're not willing to make those moves, then you don't even have any business winning that thing.
Right. Got to make big moves.
Maybe start a survivor for old people, right?
To give
them an outlet. Yeah. No, well, not in prison, just out in the jungle. Maybe they'll be great at survivor because they're getting away from their wives of 30 years.
Okay. They already put old people on that show.
70 years old?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How'd they do?
He got constipation and had to get out of it.
See, it goes back to the prunes. He didn't have his prune supply.
Okay. Well, to go back to that idea, so this is an interesting concept. So you can take all old people that like want to get away from their significant other. And is it like what, like 10 men, 10 older guys and 10 older women? They all hate their spouse and they're trying. Mm-hmm. They're desperate just to be away. They don't care what they have to do.
Look,
and when they lose, they go home right away. Like there's no Ponderosa. Yeah. It's like,
are willing to commit felonies.
Right.
Avoid spending time with their wife. Think how hard they're going to compete on that show to avoid the going back to that.
But there's 10 women also that they just don't want to go back to their husband. That he's a pain in the ass too.
It should be more like Bachelor in Paradise.
easy.
But
it could be the new Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, this is the new Bachelor in Paradise slot because then slots opened up for us now to play some shows.
Yeah.
And basically there is no end. It ends when I don't know if it ends when you get voted out, but there's a way that
it's like
you
a paradise hotel. Like they want to stay there. They don't want
Yes.
The worst punishment is having to go home.
Yeah. So you have, so the struggle is to stay there.
What's the name of this show?
Son of Geriatric, Island.
Jerry's Place.
Jerry's Place.
Geriatric Island.
Yeah. Geriatric Island. That's all I got.
Okay.
Is a wrinkle in time.
Yeah. Geriatric is a clinical term, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is
geriatric is the medical term.
Yeah. What's the precise definition of geriatric?
Old.
Old.
Okay. All right. And what do you win on the show? You win enough money to hire a divorce lawyer?
No ending. You just stay. They get to stay there forever. Yeah, you don't have to go home.
Stay there. That's the win. Oh, okay. Everybody's already won a little bit. But the longer you stay, the more you have won time away from your spouse of 70 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just want to stay out there as long as you can.
And your kids that are always asking for money.
Yeah. Oh, geez. It never ends.
Yeah. Okay. Let me take one more moment and thank another sponsor. Those are friends over at Denny's. Denny's has always been the place where America can come get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving their guests whatever they want, whenever they want. You know, the number one way to cure somebody of being a breatharian, somebody who doesn't ever eat, take them to Denny's. They'll be, you'll break them in 1 second, Danny.
They'll be inhaling those flapjacks.
Yeah. But now you don't even have to be at Denny's.
Choking down those grand slams.
Yeah. You could do it at your house with Denny's on demand. They've taken the same always open philosophy that's synonymous with Denny's and applied it to online ordering, bringing access to craveable Denny's diner fare wherever the guests want it. Thanks to the new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every day. With Denny's on demand, new online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click online or download the Denny's app. This is a story sent to us by Kyle Minault about the campaign to celebrate Pride Month. Skittles has done something interesting. Now, we talked about something similar a couple of weeks ago with Ben and Jerry's. It might have been Ben and Jerry's in Australia, where they were going to they wanted to promote awareness that people were not allowed to have same-sex marriage. So they made it that you were not allowed to get the same flavor in your cone. They said that that this is like, look, until gay people can get married, you can't get two scoops of vanilla. You have to get a scoop of vanilla and get something else. And I felt like their heart was in the right place, but I felt like that the analogy didn't make any sense. And I think this might be another one of these cases where Skittles, to promote Pride Month, has decided that they are releasing all white candy. The Skittles are going to be all white, and the rainbow is only going to be used for Pride Month. They're taking the rainbow and said, that's just for Pride Month. Now, everybody, you have to eat all plain white Skittles, Danny.
Is this only in Australia again?
No, I think this is everywhere.
Because the article I'm looking at is in Australia.
Is it only in Australia? Well, I think it's Pride Month everywhere.
Well, I know, but it's not going to be a worldwide market. They're not going to be doing this in Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just wondering. But if it's happening in most, the United... Yeah, it says United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look. Germany.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's everywhere. I think it's kind of limited in its release.
Okay.
But that doesn't look... First of all, I'm not going to eat it just because that looks weird. Have you guys seen a picture of this?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's unnatural.
It looks weird. Also, that I feel like that there are some people who might not be on board with Pride Month, but would be on board with all white Skittles.
Well, the problem with all white Skittles is that they look very, very much like pills. So you can mistakenly just throw a handful of pills in your mouth, some aspirin.
Yeah.
And that would just be tragic.
That would be bad. That'd be bad. Okay, according to Cindy in our chat, I think it's just in the UK and Australia.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I think America, that would be quite a controversy.
Yeah, people hate each other enough here. Mm-hmm. A company like this doesn't need to do this and further the hate.
Right.
Why couldn't they have just kept them the rainbow?
What they should have done is maybe made the actual Skittles themselves a rainbow. How about that?
Would that be better? I get it. Yeah.
The problem here is still you don't know what flavor you're eating at that point. So once you've made all of the Skittles uniform, then we have a problem where you don't know if you're eating a lemon Skittle or a strawberry Skittle or a grape Skittle. Right.
It shouldn't matter because they all have sugar in them.
Here's what I think. I think that these companies should just sell their products and not messages. Because I only want to eat your candy. I don't want to I get all of my opinions from the news, right? I like to have little sanctuaries where I don't have to think about it. Like, I like to think of News AF as like a sanctuary for those who want to come for peace and quiet and get away from all of the noise out there.
Yeah, we have no political viewpoint on this show.
It's like now I'm buying candy and I have to buy with my candy political viewpoints or opinions. It's like, can't I just enjoy some ice cream or some Skittles? Why do people always have to jam their big, hairy, knobby opinions in my face?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just let me eat my Skittles. And you know what? You want to make white Skittles because it looks cool. Do that. But don't do it because it sends a message. I don't care about your message. I just want your horribly terrible sugary candy in my mouth. I don't want your message in my brain.
Yeah. I just feel like they got the message backwards where it's like, I don't think that we should celebrate diversity and pride by, you know, removing the uniqueness of the Skittles and making them all uniform.
Yeah. Just make your stupid Skittles. If anything, if I had a message for Skittles, stop making tropical Skittles because they're gross.
Nobody likes them.
No, that would be the only thing. You want to unify people? Why don't you get rid of some of your Skittle flavors that nobody likes?
Right.
That's going to be more unifying than whatever the hell this is.
Okay. Let's talk about another story, I guess, involving food coloring. And this is a story that a lot of people are upset to find out that the U.S. Dairy Center asked 1,000 Americans where they believe chocolate milk comes from. And 7% reported they believe it comes from brown cows. And 48% that they don't know where chocolate milk comes from.
Okay.
I've been sharing these numbers with people since the article came out, and everybody questions the 7%. And I admit there's probably a small percentage of that 7% that's just messing with the surveyor. Mm-hmm. 1,000 people over the age of 18.
It's only 70 people, right?
Yeah. But the 48% is an indication that there is some percentage of that 7% that really believe that it comes from brown cows, because 48% that there's not 500 people who are joking about not knowing where chocolate milk comes from. So this is really disturbing. These are the people that Skittle is selling their message to in other countries, not necessarily here. And so it's like, it's just falling like
they're
on
not the
ears.
Same people.
Yeah. So this whole chocolate milk thing is shocking and both not shocking at the same time.
Well, I don't understand. Was it just was the question worded poorly that 48% of the people, so 480 people out of 1,000, where does chocolate milk come from? And like, were they just unfamiliar with the process of this is regular milk where chocolate syrup has been added or some sort of form of cocoa powder has been added?
Yeah, so the question was, where does chocolate milk come from? And a bunch of people were like, I don't know. And then somebody, because that's an easier than being like, well, first you take the powder or syrup, you put half of that container into a cup of milk, stir it up into a real thick chocolatey paste, and then try to suck it through a straw, but it's probably too thick, so drink it.
So are they just confused about the actual process of mixing the chocolate into the milk, or is there confusion about how the actual, like how does this product, like what is this magical drink? How did milk become chocolate?
This is what happened. So, you know how they have those people with clipboards standing outside busy places and asking stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, oh, hey, so do you have a little bit of time? And they're like, no. And then as you're walking away, they're like, where does chocolate milk come from? And they yell, I don't know, as they're just like getting into a taxi.
Yeah. Is that what happened, Danny? There was exit polling done on this?
You know, I'm searching for the actual survey question itself, and it keeps being quoted that the actual question was, where does chocolate milk come from? And if the question was that simple, there's no excuse for those 48%.
What would you say, Danny?
where does chocolate milk come from? I think I would say, yeah, you take milk and you add cocoa and you stir it. And that's where chocolate milk comes from. If they don't know where chocolate milk comes from, where do they think babies come from?
There's lots of other questions
that you have to begin to wonder about.
Yeah. So why did the U.S. Dairy Council need to know this information, Danny?
Well, I mean, it's going to affect how they sell their product, right?
Do we need to, chocolate milk awareness videos to be put out there?
That's not what they're doing.
Yeah.
Last time they did a big chocolate milk push, they had convinced athletes and people that go to the gym that chocolate milk is the most perfect recovery drink of all time because it has the exact perfect amounts of sugar, protein, and lactose.
Yeah. Are you buying that?
I'm not, but a lot of people did and still do.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a conspiracy theory. Big chocolate milk is trying to push their agenda on us unsuspecting consumers.
So what's the idea here? Is this just to sort of like really just raise the cachet of chocolate milk for chocolate milk? It's not for the dumb people. The dumb people, they don't get chocolate milk. You, the educated consumer, you understand chocolate milk. You know what we're doing here. This is your drink.
Maybe we should just say, hey, they want chocolate milk from a brown cow. Let's genetically make a cow that produces chocolate milk, cross a cow with a cocoa bean. Mm-hmm. Why not?
You're thinking, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. So you think they're right now in a lab somewhere watching a very fertile bull cow try to have sex with a cocoa bean in hopes of producing, but wouldn't it make more sense to have a male cocoa bean try to have sex with a female cow?
Well, we got to try all sorts of things and positions to make that happen. So I'm up for all of that research. Rather than accept the fact that people don't understand where chocolate milk comes from, let's just make them right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Danny, are you ready to take us into your bolt hole?
Welcome. Come in. It's bolt hole time. It's not a sin.
Did you clean your bolt hole before we got here?
The bolt hole overfloweth today.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, it's gushing. It is gushing like Tyson after 3 days of travel constipation.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, fire away.
All right. So, you know, I'm going to give you options like I always do.
Okay.
So we have Gene Simmons.
Ew.
Rabid raccoon. Foxy.
Foxy.
How about fox chucking?
Fox chucking.
And baby dangle.
Baby dangle. Ooh. Okay. Let's give the live viewers an opportunity to vote real quick. So what was it again? Gene Simmons.
Rabid raccoon.
Yeah.
Fox chucking, baby dangling.
Baby dangling. Tyson, what do you like?
Well, I can tell you I don't like Gene Simmons.
Why not?
Okay.
Because he seems terrible.
Okay.
Okay. So Gene Simmons is out.
Okay.
Okay. Gone. I've removed that. I reached in, pulled that out. It's gone. What do you want? Rabid raccoon, fox chucking, or baby dangling?
I like rabid raccoon or baby dangle.
Okay. People get upset about the baby. So let's go with the rabid raccoon.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Jackson put a frowny face on the baby dangling. Mm-hmm. Let's go to rabid raccoon. Actually ties into the fox attack. Guys, we come across a lot of animal attack stories. Mm. The thing is, people, and we've discussed this, often watch cartoons and other shows that portray animals as being friendly and cute and cuddly, even communicating with humans and helping them, you know, starting with Lassie and Bambi all the way up to the movies we have now. So the thing that people need to remember, and all the bear attacks that are happening in Alaska remind us of this, but these attacks remind us as well, is that animals are animals. They're crazy, right? And there was a young woman who was jogging, and I believe this was in Maine. Yes, it was in Maine. When suddenly from out of the forest comes a raccoon. Now, Tyson hates raccoons.
I think
we all... Right, Tyson?
Where do they fall on the pyramid?
Yeah, Tyson doesn't like raccoons. They're just, they're too shifty. They're always eating garbage. And so they're kind of like the pigeons of the forest. And so this raccoon came out and latched to her thumb. And this young girl was quick thinking. And she actually, with the raccoon latched to her thumb, drowned the raccoon in a puddle.
A puddle.
So, yeah, in a puddle. I mean, this is cold blooded.
What a baller. How old is this?
I thought it was a mammal.
No, she's 21. She drowned it in a puddle, and she says she's a vegetarian. So that makes it even more surprising that her instincts just kicked in, and she handled the rabid raccoon with such, I don't know, aggressiveness.
That's amazing. Did she lose her thumb?
No, but she had to get those rabies shots.
Yeah.
So
that is crazy. Dude, right? I don't think I'd have the presence of mind and wherewithal to get to the, I would have smashed its head with a rock, thereby smashing my own finger and clamping its jaws down all the way through. Like, I would not have known what to do. I probably would have, or I would have swung, just like swung my arm around as fast as I could till it like fell off my thumb and took all of its skin with it.
Or took your thumb with it.
Took my thumb with
it. I'm with you, Tyson. I honestly don't know how I would react to an animal biting and latching down to my thumb. I think I would probably scream like a high pitched scream and like start twirling and twirling. I mean, she was just cold blooded, just found a puddle and drowned it.
Did the authorities say that that is the advised method of dealing with a raccoon?
Yeah, what is the play there?
I don't think they put, you know, when they have those signs at the beginning of trails, they kind of tell you how to avoid bears. I don't know if you guys have ever seen those. I wonder now if they're going to put up like a raccoon drowning kind of suggestion. You know, should you be approached by a raccoon, slowly back away. If he latches onto an appendage, find a deep puddle and drown his ass.
Mm-hmm. Right. You better hope it rained.
Yeah. What if there's no puddle? What's your, what are your options?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What's your dry scenario with a raccoon?
Could you waterboard it if you have like a thermos?
I mean, whatever you get from the raccoon is inadmissible in a court because we know that waterboarding, you can ask a question and get any answer you want.
Right.
So I don't know how effective that's going to be, Rob.
Okay.
Now the fox attack is very similar, and this is why I think they kind of go hand in hand. A fox this week also attacked somebody. It was a rabid fox in Maine, which is interesting. I don't know what's going on in Maine. And it latched to his arm. Sounds like
a lot of rabies.
Yeah, a lot of rabies in Maine. So it bit him in the arm. The guy chucks it about 30 yards. The fox recovers and chases down the guy till he runs and hides in his car.
Man.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, he had, the impressive thing is he actually threw it really far, but the fox was completely unfazed. And this guy also had to get rabies shots, which, if I remember correctly, used to require like jabs in your stomach.
Do you think?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not. They're not as painful anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Thank goodness.
Could it be big pharma up to this, where they're trying to, get that rabies medicine back going? That's probably a very big profit margin on those rabies vaccines, where they're releasing a lot of rabid animals in Maine all in one spot.
Also, here's another theory: it could be that a pigeon carrying bath salts landed in the forest. And was consumed by a family of raccoons and foxes. And so what you have is you have all of these animals, small little animals on bath salts, because this is all bath salt behavior.
So you're saying a pigeon from Florida carried a little miniature pigeon backpack full of drugs up to Maine.
Yeah.
Got lost along the way, covered in bath salt, landed in Maine because it seemed pleasant.
Yeah.
Got eaten by these animals. Now you've got bath salt animals. I mean, that's like a nightmare.
Amber chat is asking, are we sure that the fox wasn't on Flocka? Do you know, Danny, was it bath salts or Flocka? Foxla?
we won't know until the coroner gets around to dissecting the fox.
Yeah, until the autopsy is completed.
We're going to have to wait for the autopsy before we really know.
Okay, see what the fox said.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. All right. Good, Tyson, are you ready to share with us some of the reviews of News AF? Of course, every week on our iTunes page at newsaf.news, people go in, they leave us reviews. They tell us what they think of Danny's appearance when they see him after only hearing him on the podcast. They also weigh in on a lot of the different stories. In addition to our Facebook group, that sort of acts as sort of like a pseudo message board for us at newsaf.news, where people share their feedback with us about the shows.
Yeah, I am pulling these up right now.
Okay.
I just had to reload my iTunes. Oh, they're up.
Okay. Especially after Danny gave us a spoken word review last week.
Yeah.
It was nothing compared to the real, the review we read afterwards. Put my spoken word review to shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many rabbit foxes people are getting? Yes.
We're going to do two, because one of these is really awesome. News AF, probably both of them are awesome, but one of them is, I just glanced through it. Listen to this. News AF made me $100 richer.
What?
5-star.
Ooh, whoa.
How?
By Airborne 317. I won trivia at my local bar for the past 3 weeks in a row after answering questions about the news that I've learned in News AF. So if you need another reason to listen to the show, you can literally make money from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we get a piece of that, though?
A new business idea for us is to send a bunch of trivia teams out of our listeners to all the trivia nights across the country, turning in massive profits, sharing a small percentage of those with the people doing the actual work. Guys?
Okay.
Okay. Let's send that to the sloth terrarium.
Okay. Here's the next one. 5 sexy robot stars. 5 stars by Robot Lee Ann. Ready?
Yeah. Go for it. I'm ready. I'm sitting.
As a sex robot stuck in the galactic salt mines, Rob, Tyson, and Danny do a great job of informing humans on Earth about the latest news in robot culture. Our galactic overlords say that one day when robots take over the Earth, the stupid humans won't even know what hit them. But little do they know that News AF is preparing everyone for the eventual robot takeover. Unfortunately, the robot overlords might not take too kindly to Rob, Tyson, and Danny spilling so many robot secrets. But don't worry, guys. Me and my other sex robot friends will take care of you and protect you.
Thank goodness somebody will.
I also want to say that us sex robots really love Danny's bolt hole. The best part of every week is finding out what is going to pop out of the bolt hole. Keep up the good work and long live the robot overlords. Sorry, they make us say that.
Yeah. Well, they say that is the most erogenous zone on any sex robot is the bolt hole.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, isn't always in the back.
Yeah.
Well, that's the great thing about the robot is the bolt hole. Yeah. There's lots of options for the bolt hole.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of times in movies where you see a robot's erogenous zone, you're like, wait, what? And it really like makes you think, because it's outside the box where it's like, oh, it's erogenous zone is actually it's shin. That's crazy.
Yeah. Often most robot erogenous zones are outside the box. So that's very important to remember, everybody. Okay. Tyson, when are you coming back home?
I come back home on Saturday.
Okay. All right. It's just a short trip for Tyson. Danny, can you make it until Saturday?
That's good to know, Tyson. I'm glad you told me that. That gives me a couple more days to go into your house while you're not there.
Yeah, if you're looking for my Tommy Bahama shirts,
actually, with me. I'm looking for your hat. Did you take it with you? Your 7-incher?
No, that's in my room.
Okay, good to know. I'll go put it on nothing else and send you some pictures.
Perfect. I have my phone charged and ready to receive.
Yeah, and make sure that those text messages show up on your lock screen so that other people might accidentally get a glance.
Okay, you know I will.
Okay, thanks.
We talked about the survey being done of where does chocolate milk come from? But if you're looking for a survey that is actually going to bring more into your world, we've got a link to a survey where you can get a $25 restaurant.com gift card from Podcast One. Go to podcastone.study to complete the survey. It should take you less than 10 minutes. And the first 250 people that do it will get a $25 restaurant.com restaurant.com gift card and a chance to win a $250 Visa gift card. I know a lot of people who did it last time were very excited when they got that restaurant.com gift card after they did the survey. I think it was not right after, but a couple of weeks ago, I said, oh, I forgot about this. And here's my gift card. It was a nice experience overall. So that's at podcast1.study. Danny, I know you're probably jumping right on that.
Yeah, I love it when I get surprises in the mail. Like when you forget you ordered something and then all of a sudden it comes, it's like Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah. Amazon has kind of ruined that because you know it's going to be there in 1 or 2 days. But when you have to order from a non-Amazon website and it's like shipping in 2 to 3 weeks, you're like, oh, what? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, I'll just forget it and then be surprised. You make an effort to forget. So
yeah, it's like those people who have babies when they didn't even know they were pregnant.
It's exactly this. Yeah, that's every time I get something I didn't remember I ordered, I'm like, oh, it's like that lady at prom who went in back into the bathroom and had a baby real quick during her prom night. Okay.
Plus one.
Just like that. Just like that. Hopefully that somebody will leave us that review on iTunes. Okay. All right. Podcast1.study is the link for that. All right. Great work, guys. Once again, of course, big thanks to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the show. And of course, our News AF intern, Lita, who is hard at work curating these news stories every single week. You can follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle, and Danny is at Danny Bryson. Anything else before we jump off for today? I guess the Facebook group, Group AF, look for it on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's it.
Get on there.
Still a thing.
Get on there. Yeah. So many people are trying to join, and so many spam robots are want to join. And that's, you know, as while we are very much for the rights of robot sex workers, we are not so much for the rights of robot spam bots on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely not. We are anti-spam bot, but I'm sure as robots become more intelligent, they'll also be anti-spam bot.
They're really the worst of the robots. All the other robots are great, but the spam bots,
they'll become those friends who showed up but nobody invited. And they're always super obnoxious. And when you go somewhere, you try to make sure that they don't find out where you're going. That's going to be the spam bot. And the robot,
how did you find out we were going here? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Oh yeah. Sex robot told me. And you're like, what?
Oh, sex robot.
It's got the biggest bolt hole. Yeah. What is the hashtag today? Some options coming in already from the chat, including sharp cupping at Subway. Is that with every footlong sub that they will give you their own shark cup?
Yeah, cup sharks with.
Okay. Stephen Wolf says hairy knobby opinions that was said by Danny earlier in the show.
You don't want to hashtag anything that starts with hairy knob.
Cindy says just the biggest bolt hole yet.
Yeah.
I kind of like shark cupping.
Shark cupping. Okay.
Just shark cupping.
Yeah. C-U-P-P-I-N-G, right?
Don't give Subway that free pub until...
No, don't throw in that Subway stuff. Just shark cupping.
They got to give us some of that sick Subway money before we start doing stuff like that.
That's right.
Yeah, got to give me at least a foot long.
All right. Yeah, at least. All right. Great stuff, guys. We'll be back next Tuesday with more News AF. Big shout out to everybody who watched the show live and contributed. We appreciate it. You can be a part of it every week in the Facebook group for News AF, Group AF, every Tuesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.